Muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you, President. First of all, I'd like to thank Argentina for including this gender and disarmament on the agenda, and very much welcome your non-paper. This coincides with the last March commemoration of Women's Day. It's excellent and a timely way of thinking through the gender perspective and how that affects peace, security, and disarmament internationally. Also, welcome what has been said by the Secretary General to CD and the female leadership that's been shown in CD as well. Disarmament fora, and particularly CD, as Renata has just pointed out, have been historically dominated by men. They don't have a gender lens. And this is seen in different areas of work in the UN, including the peace and security agenda. The absence of women in decision-making fora leads to policies that ignore the concerns of half the global population. Hence, a greater number of female voices will provide new dimensions, new perspectives to this. 20 years ago, the Security Council adopted the historic resolution on women, peace and security, recognizing the important role of women in preventing and resolving conflicts, maintaining peace, as well as humanitarian response and reconstruction, underlining the importance of their participation on an equal footing and fully involved in all activities regarding promoting and maintaining peace and security. We have to go above the patriarchal structure which reigns and which has dominated the world from time immemorial. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has set in motion tangible goals in order to achieve this through the disarmament event, as well as placing high-flying women in high posts. We will see the benefit of these, I am sure, in the NPT and the Arms Trade Treaty. They also have a gender perspective. We've also got the importance attached to gender as part of the Anti-Personnel Mines Convention, as well as the cluster munitions. And we certainly hope that this will be increased and enhanced in the review conference. And the increasing number of resolutions refer to the need to adopt a gender perspective. We're also satisfied to see that increasingly we adopt resolutions and have panels and debates which are organized using a gender perspective. However, we know that these are just initial steps, steps that need to be taken further. Mexico is one of those countries that has a very feminist foreign affairs policy. Together with France and UN Women, we organized the Generation Equality Forum held in Mexico City in May and in Paris in July to redouble efforts for gender equality. One of the lines within the forum is technology and innovation. We are also part of the Gender Champions and the Impact Group. President, we welcome the proposals contained in your non-paper. These are reliable, practical measures that can be taken by the Conference on Disarmament to ensure better representativity of women within CD, and also ensuring that there is real understanding of the gender perspective on all parts. My delegation is ready to work with other members to ensure that these proposals be implemented. We also believe that this topic needs to be addressed as part of all the efforts deployed to improve the efficiency of CD. A crucial aspect would be to have mechanisms to provide better access to civil society to our work. We recognize the important ideas and constructive criticism that civil society can provide to ensure that women are really included in negotiations on disarmament. We need to work closely with UNIDIR to make the most of their studies on gender and disarmament, as again, in order to make progress in this area. CD needs to take its thinking further on the impact of nuclear weapons, particularly the disproportionate effect when it comes to women and children being irradiated, and carry out the negotiations so that measures can be taken to prevent catastrophic impact. And finally, greater attention between the link between gender and disarmament will allow us to better understand the persistent challenges and bring about new visions so that we can move together more sustainably in the disarmament area, exploring new channels which could put an end to the very